Many of the police officials and family members of Abraham Kamerman believe today was the day the family would get its closure and the case that resulted in the tragic death of their relative could be put rest. Ryan Abraham pled guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter in January of 2023 relating to the shooting death of Kamerman back on December 5, 2018 during a drug deal that went wrong in an apartment on Beatty Street in North Bay. While the defense and the Crown had agreed to a lengthy sentence, the detail regarding enhanced credit for Abraham serving lockdown time was a point of contention between the two sides. That discrepancy and the meticulous math required to break down those numbers led Superior Court Justice Greg Ellis to adjourn the case late Friday afternoon at the North Bay Courthouse with August 9 as the day to reconvene. That result left the dozen family members of Kamerman, many wearing "Justice for Abe" t-shirts inside the courtroom, deeply disappointed. "He's a piece of shit and a murderer," one frustrated family member said outside the courtroom after the decision was pushed back. See related. Second suspect arrested in Pinewood murder. See related. Another arrest with the Pinewood murder. The day started with victim statements read by family members and read for the family by North Bay Detective Constable Darcy Wall. Abraham Kamerman Sr., the father of the shooting victim, spoke for himself. While holding back the tears, he read an emotional statement for the courts. "After celebrating our wedding anniversary, my son was shot," he said. "I lost my son forever that evening and he is no longer here. I believe one day God will give me strength to forgive and hope one day God can help make that happen." Another small group of supporters and family members of Ryan Abraham were in another corner of the courtroom, including Ryan's mother. They listened to Ryan's attempt to justify his lockdown time in jail, which he was hoping would be considered enhanced time, and allow a shortening of the sentence. Crown attorney Marnie Mazursky questioned Abraham's time, including a possession of fentanyl charge he received while in incarceration. "Time was so rough I had a relapse," admitted Abraham to the court. The delay is another step closer to closure for the Kamerman family, which came from as far away as Parry Sound and Sudbury for the sentencing. One member of the family had this short message for Ryan Abraham. "I hope you know how much this has impacted our family and yours," said one of the deceased Kamerman's daughters. The Kamermans hope that final closure comes on August 9.